Zokt the Gemara. We're learning Brachas Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting like 10 lines from the top, but the two dots. Tanu Rabban. Kishenichnasu Rabbi Seinu leKerem beYavne. There are a lot of big Talmid Chachamim in Yavne. This is one of the things that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai saved Yavne v'Talmideho when he asked the Kaiser what he could say. They saved that city, and it was called Kerem because they used to sit in shurois. So Kishenichnasu Rabbi Seinu leKerem beYavne. Hayisham Rabbi Yehuda. There were four big Tanoim there, Rabbi Huda, Reisi, and Chaim Velazim Noish and Reisi Aglili. Pascul Kulam of Kvayda Chsanya. They all opened up a Kvayda Chsanya, which means the Chsanya Shal Torah, that this Yavne was the Chsanya of Torah. They were the host of Torah. So they all opened up with the covet of Chsanya, the covet of Torah. Vidarshu. Pascul Rabbi Huda, Reisi of Adar Mechal Makim. Rabbi Huda was first to speak. He was the Rosh of Dar Mechal Malkim, and the reason is, as we know, that there's a story that the different people said a Keneged, the Romans, and Shim Ben Yechai included, he said against them, but Rabbi Huda did not say against. He was in support of them, and therefore he became the Rosh HaMadabrim. Can we read the Gemara on Shabbos, Daf Lamed Gimel, like Rashi brings down. He says, look at Lamed Gimel, Shabbos Lamed Gimel. Pasuk Rabbi Huda, Rosh Dar Mechal Malkim, Mechvayda HaTayri. He started with the Kvayda HaTayri, with Darash. It says in the Pasuk, that after the mice of the eagle, he first planted the oil, his oil, and he said, whoever wants to come learn Torah, come to the oil ma'id to learn Torah. And that, how much far away that was? It was 12 mil. So Tamidei Chachamim of these days, they used to go away to different cities, miles and miles away. Luma Torah, Alachas Kam Kam, they call Mevakshei Hashem. People go learn Torah far away. Megates of Brisk, they call Mevakshei Hashem. They're going very far away. They call Mevakshei Hashem. Imagine you leave your place to go learn Torah. V'dibar Hashem al Moshe upon him. When Darsh invited the Pesukim, says V'dibar Hashem Moshe upon him. What does it mean upon him? Hashem, you can't. First of all, you can't see Hashem's face, even whatever it is. It's only Achar, not upon him. What's upon him? On Yitzchak Amalekaris Baruch Hu leMoshe Moshe and Iva at the Nazir upon him by Halacha. We will both open the face in Halacha, which means we're going to learn together and open up the Sodas HaTayru. You could have a different thing. Kach Amalekaris Baruch Hu leMoshe. Kishem Shani is Baruch Hu upon him. Just like I gave you a good face, and I was mechaper with Klai Yisrael. Kach Ata has a part of Yisrael. You also go back and accept the pious of Klai Yisrael. The Hachsa Olam Kaima, bring back your oil. You said that he put it chutz l'machna. Why? Because of the eagle. Go back to Klai Yisrael. Even though they did the eagle, go back and be meichel them. Just like I was meichel Klai Yisrael, but has been upon him. You be meichel them. Says in the pasuk, "V'shav el amachna," and what Taitchik means that Hashem saying, "Go back." Amravo, Amlekaris Baruch Hu Moshe. Achshav Yoimru Harav Bekas V'Talmud Bekas. Hashem is angry, and the Talmud Bekas. Yisrael Matayale. What's the real Klai Yisrael? Im at the machsa oil umkayim emutav. If you return your oil good, Mlav Yeshua ben Nun Talmid Chom Ashar Tachtacha. If not, I'll appoint Yeshua ben Nun as the new leader of Klai Yisrael. V'hainu Chsev V'shav el amachna. That Hashem was telling him, "Go back to the machna." It's still not Levatala. Taka Yeshua ben Nun landed up being the leader of Klai Yisrael eventually because it didn't go Levatala. And the next thing it says, we are not Gairis. It doesn't fit into the Drasha. So if you look at Rashi, it says, we're not Gairis that. Oid, much of the article takes it out, but that's the Rashi is not Gairis. Oid, right. Oid, Pasar Yehuda, Bechvoid, Taira. Ruda Vaita was opened up with Chvayda Torah. V'darash. It says in the Pasuk, Haskes Ushema Yisrael, listen closely, Klai Yisrael. Hayoyim Ezeh Niyes La'am. Today, you were made La'am. Now, how is Klai Yisrael made La'am? It says in the Pasuk in the beginning of the era, V'kachti Oysam Li La'am. And Zok the Ramban of an art, that means through the Torah. The way you become Klai Yisrael is through the Torah. So it says, Hayoyim Niyes La'am. This is 40 years after the Torah, or 39 years. 40 years after Torah is. It's 40 years after 40 years. Are you? So why saying Hayom Nisalam? Elamda Shechivim Torah Lamda B'chol Yom Yom Kirin Shem Har Sinai. We see from here the Torah is precious to the Lamdeha. Keilu was given today from Har Sinai. Omrav Tancham Reid Rav Chia Ishkvar Akoy. Teida, I'll bring a riot that people are so makpid. Shrei Odom Kur Kriyashma Shachas Varvis. A person says Shema every Shachas Varvis. This is from the most sane, this is the most learned Torah that anyone learns. Every morning, every evening, he says Shema. The Erev Echad in Kaira, unless someone forgets Shema Chas V'Shalom one night, he's ois mensch. It's like he never said Shema. If someone forgets Shema, he would be so upset that it would be like he never said Shema. What do you mean? He says it every day, twice a day. Torah says, we tak all feel like the Torah was given today. Zog Tamar Avaita, how do we dash into the word haskes? Haskes, asu, the Rashi explained the word has will be dashed like do, like make. Asu, do. Asu kitas kitas, make yourself groups for Oscar Torah. Learn Torah in groups. The Sheena Torah nickness, Ela Bechaburo. Torah is only nickness Bechaburo. Grace Bechanina. Don't remember Bechanina. Maidach says in the passage, Cherav ala badim and noyalu. So it means Cherav al Seneim Shmi Chomim, which means Cherav on Tmid Chomim that learned themselves, bad v'bad. Yoshim bad v'bad v'oiskim v'tayro. It's not good to learn Torah yourself. And not only that, loy oyed al Shmatafshim. It makes you silly. How do we know? It says, Siv hachav ne'alu, Siv hachav asher ne'alnu, which is talking about a chet, which is a silly thing. Loy oyed al Shachaitim, Shneman v'asher chetanu. So, if someone does not learn b'chavrusa, it causes him to say silly things and to do chet. You're supposed to learn b'chavrusas. Rather, only if you have a b'chavrusa. If you don't have a b'chavrusa, don't say you shouldn't learn. You should learn yourself. But it's best to learn b'chavrusa. If boy is saying b'chacha, another pasuk that it's considered a foolish thing. Ne'alu sarei tzayam. So we have a zara. Dava achar. Another pasuk, another drashon haskes. Dava achar haskes shma Yisrael, which means has kat. Kat means to break yourself. Kat du atzcham atzara. Break yourself at the Torah. Because Amar Shlokish, Kira Shlokish. Amar Shlokish, benayin shein de b'Torah miskayim v'shemayim v'atzmai aleihem. Torah is one miskayim, someone who kills himself on the Torah. Shnema, zayi zayi Torah, odum ki yom espoil. How do you kind of Torah? Odom ki yom espoil. You kill yourself in it. You have to work hard for Torah. Dova acha, has keis shema Yisrael. Has, first, be quiet. V'acha kateis. Which means, k'derava. Dova rava, lo'el mima Torah v'acha chiyaga. Don't learn be'in right away. You first learn a little bit kiyas, you get a shtickle of kiyas and shas, and then you can start learning be'in. Amrit v'er b'yanai. Ma'i d'chseh, shteitem pasik, ki mitz cholav yoytzi chema, you suck at cholav, turn into butter, u'mitz af yoytzi dam, u'mitz apayim yoytzi riv. What does this all mean? B'mi'at amoytzi chema shetayra, where do you find the cream of the crap, the butter of Tayra? B'mi shemeki cholav shiyonik shteime, he spits out the milk he was yearning from his mother. What does that mean, Dr. Masha? He spits out the tanugei hayaldas. You know, people when they're little kids have certain tanugim. They got to spit it out. One Torah, you got to spit out tanugei hayaldas. You got to grow up. That's what you have to do if you want to get the Torah good. And omits af yoytzidam. What does that mean? Mitz af yoytzidam. Kol tam chokam shkoyisav rabbi pam rishoyin of a shoysik. Anytime your rabbi gets angry at you, and even if you don't deserve it, but you're quiet, zoyche lahavchim in dam l'tamei l'dam tar. You zoyche to have a difference in dam tamei dam tar. Omits af hayim yoytzirib. If it happens twice that you get that tam chokam that gets angry at you. Kol tam chokam shkoyisav rabbi. If the rabbi gets angry twice, pam rishoyin of a shni of a shoysik and is quiet, Zoyche lahavchin be dine mamas dine fashus. Then it gets the biggest level. The word riv is referring to dine mamas. He'd be able to tell the difference between dine mamas dine fashus. And knowing choshev mishpat is the biggest, hardest thing. Natan, Rabbi Shmuel Oymer, haroitish she is chakim. Someone wants to get smart. Yasek v'dinim mamnes. You should be oisek v'dinim mamnes. She'ein l'cho miksoya v'toyra yoyse mehen. There's no bigger miksoya in the Torah besides dinim mamnes. She'ein kemayim anaveya. It's like a spring that keeps on giving. It's a very, very hard limb. Omer Rabbi Shmuel Barachmeni. Maidach siv, it says, im nevalta b'esnasei. If you're disgraced, which means like this, anyone disgraces himself with the Torah, which means he asks questions, you know, it sounds like a fool, but if he keeps on trying to learn, then he will be big one day. If he held his hand, held his mouth closed with a zomim, with like a hook that holds the mouth closed, then when someone asks him a question, he put his hand to his mouth, he doesn't know what to answer. That's all Rav Yehuda's drushes, and some of them we got into other drushes while we're at it. But Rav Yehuda started covering our Torah, and we had a bunch of other drushes about Torah since we started Rav Yehuda. It says that when Shaul went to kill Amalekim, he told the Yisrael's Enoch, called the Keni, go away because I don't want you to get killed. Maybe you'll die with them. You did a chesed kol bnei Yisrael. Well, my Yisro is like Karves Moshe Elch Bar Atzmai. Only was Karves Moshe because Kvod Atzmai. Kach and still he gets the schar. Now, where do we find that Yisro was Karves Moshe? So Rashi says it means Bishas when Yisro came to the Midbar they made a suda. But the Mashal is a bunch of kashas. First of all, there Moshe served him, not he served Moshe. So Dr. Mashal, what it means is Pasha. That means when he got to the Midyon and Yisrael invited him in, says Karen Aloy v'yoycha lechem. That's what it means. And there was a chvayt atzmai. Why? Because he wanted a shidduch for his daughter. So still kach, even though and still he got all that tzchar. Hama arach tamilcham v'sech beisoy. If someone brings tamilcham into his house, ma chiloy mashkeu ma neyum and chasam, he gives him from his money. Hal akas v'akam v'kama. What type of tzchar is for him? And that's before Achsanya. It's the Achsanya shel Torah in Yavne. Don't start up with a daimi because your brother. Don't start up with a mitzvah because you lived in his land. The only brought them into the land for their own good. Like Paray said, you know, I need extra shepherds. Maybe they'll take care of my mikna. And of course, they even gave them tzoros all the years. Kach, we tell him, look at the Karas Taifa that. You bring a Talmud Chacham into your house as a guest. You give him to eat. We can't imagine how much schar is set aside with such a person.